Well,
Love
hello.
Talk Radio.
In a while.
Hi.
I've got a story, ain't got
Hi.
No mother. Let the bad guy win every once in a while.
Hello.
When it go round in circles, when it fly high like a bird up in the sky.
Saturday, October the 8th, 2011, a day that will go on and down as the day that Al Davis has passed away, a luminary in sports and football. How many titles has he won? Responsible for bringing the American Football League and the National Football League together, bringing a team, the Oakland Raiders, to Los Angeles. And then just as quickly, after a short decade and a few years, bringing them back to Oakland, in the last few years in declining health. But it will be written after the knocks have been taken to him and at him that Al Davis was one of the greatest owners in NFL history. With those sweatpants and sweatshirt and sweat jacket, he ran the Los Angeles and Oakland Raiders with brilliance for so many years with the tradition win, baby, win. Say what you want about the fans, about how he treated some players during times of controversy, but Al Davis did treat his owners, his fans, and his players, especially the retired infirm players, with dignity and help them out, as we will all learn in the following hours and days, as the passing of this giant, Al Davis, on October 8th, 2011. Well, you're in the Sports Maze with Mike Maze, helping fans navigate the storyline of sports, and there are so many. You want to ring in Detroit? I know that you've got a lot to talk about. World Series bound, just a few games, you're going to be there. St. Louis, 877-552-4061. That's 877-552-4061. Tell me what you think. New York got your nose rubbed in it.
To answer the call, to leave a message, press 1. To call another extension, press 2. To call the operator, press 0.
I know that you got your nose rubbed in it pretty big time, New York. What do you say about that? Is it time to get rid of Joe Girardi? What players are on the outs? Did you overpay Alex Rodriguez? You're in the Sports Maze with Mike Maze, helping fans navigate the storylines of sports. So with the passing of Al Davis, it leaves a great void in Oakland Raider football. Perhaps a void for a new owner and a new beginning for that franchise. NFL rolling along, doing great things. as the NBA is in purgatory. You have Pau Gasol playing in Iberia. Where the heck is Iberia? Playing with his teammate, Carlos Navarro. Do you know what Navarro means in English? That means one dummy hitting him too hard and injuring Gasol, and he's out of the NBA because somebody jumps on his back Euro style. Just stupid. It's all greed as far as I am concerned. Fans, what do you think about this NBA lockout, greed out? You call it. You tell me. Call in toll-free, 877-552-4061. Whether you're missing your games at Madison Square, whether you got so excited last year in Memphis, Oklahoma City, Dallas. How can you not be so sad with an incredible owner like Mark Cuban? You had your parade. You got Dirk. You got just a fantastic nucleus around him with Tyson Chandler emerging as a mature, incredible big man. Let me know what you think about that. 877-552-4061. This is Mike Mays, and you're in the Sports Maze, helping fans navigate the storylines of sports. We're brought to you by Drew's Tickets. For the best in tickets, he'll ship to you anywhere. If you mention that you listened on Mike and just drop the word Sports Maze, free shipping and a 10% discount on tickets anywhere in the United States. All tickets are guaranteed to be the lowest price tickets. That's Drew's Tickets. DREWS tickets.com. Ask for Drew Silver. He's the owner. I've known him for years. He'll ship right to your door, or he'll do it right over the phone to your computer. Best tickets, whether you're going to NASCAR, you want tickets to an MLB game, football game, he'll have them to you right away. DrewsTickets.com. Well, we hope that you all have the mojo work Monday on Saturday. Looks like the Yankees didn't have the mojo work. I'll be back in just a moment to tell you what the dramatic measure, much like Boston, the Yankees are going to do to get their mojo back.
Got my mojo working, but it just don't work on you. I want to love you so bad, till I don't know what to do. I'm a down and lose, and I'm getting your mojo. I'm going down and lose, and I'm getting your mojo. I'm going to have all you women wretch under my command. Got my mojo working. Got my mojo working. Got my mojo working. Got my mojo working. Got my mojo working, but it just don't work on you.
Helping fans navigate the storylines of sports. Can you say hello, Mike Socha? Well, that's what the New York Yankees might be doing very soon. Oh, I hear all that sound coming out of Boston. No, we want them. We want them. Well, if Anaheim doesn't do something, if the Angels don't do what they need to do, or, again, they're called the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, whatever, or whatever the heck they're called. It's kind of a sleazy steal from L.A. But the Yankees are no longer the ageless Yankees. They are Whistler's grandfather is what they are. And old Valverde, and I'm not talking about the chili sauce, but he put some spice on the Yankees, and they're out of there. Out of there! Out of there with the Pittsburgh Pirates. They're on the same vacation tour as the Pittsburgh Pirates, out of there for about $250 million more than the Pittsburgh Pirates. They played five more games this season than the Pittsburgh Pirates, out of there. So who do you get rid of? Hank Williams Jr.? I mean, Hank Steinbrenner? Same thing here. Make your decision, New York fans. 877-552-4061. Let me hear what's on your mind. 877-552-4061. I'd love to talk NBA basketball. What a silly group of NBA players. And even sillier are their agents. Are they afraid to tell their players to get their ass back at work? Get your ass back at work. Your average salary is what the NFL and baseball players' combined average salary is, even with the proposed pay cut. Get your ass back to work. No, we're going to work in Europe. We're going to wait this out. No justice, no peace. You fools. You're getting a year older. What are you going to say? Now, this car only has 32,000 miles on it, even though it's a year older. It only has 3,200 miles on its knees. Now, there's these young guys coming up. You're going to be out. And as a fan, you should be angry. You should be marching on Madison Square. You should be marching on the Oklahoma Arena, San Antonio. You think you're going to get to see Tim Duncan forever? If he doesn't play this year, he might give you about 22 games the next year. That's it. You don't want to see Timmy D anymore? Boston, your big three. You should be going down to Medivac Arena. TD Bank Trust, whatever it is, after that little stunt that Paul Pierce pulled with the wheelchair, it's officially Medivac Arena. Medivac, you know, the way he was evacuated medically and then came back like bum 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 bum. Well, you're going to lose Garnett. You're going to lose Pierce and Ray Allen. I'd just get rid of him so you don't have to listen to his mother going, "That's my baby! That's my baby in there! That's my baby!" That's just, I mean, come on. Take the camera off her going, "That's my baby, Ray! That's my baby!" Reggie Miller, when he was shooting threes, you didn't see Cheryl Miller going, that my boy there, that my boy. Oh, no. But Reggie Miller's mom, sir, no different.
That my baby. knocking down them trees. Gotta give me some Versace.
Do you ever watch those NBA wives? Are they just a piece of work or not? Start off by going to literacy class. That's what you have to do, English, NBA wives. Shawnee, too. Love you, Shaq's ex-wife. But go to a literacy class. Well, you don't need illiteracy class. You've already mastered that one. Now go to literacy class. Take a grammar class. We're not even talking about Ebonics. You don't even speak Ebonics correctly. You're somewhere in between Ebonics and English. But you do know how to spend money stupidly and be nasty. Go up a little bit. Go to Kardashian school. That way you won't seem so stupid, and when you're going for the spotlight, it'll at least look educated. Speaking about education, Miami, let's see. The big three in Miami, Dwayne Wade, 4 years of college, Chris Bosh, 1 year, LeBron James, no years. They all left their team, meaning Chris Bosh left Toronto. LeBron James left Cleveland and decimated Cleveland to go to Miami. No wonder everybody was so happy to see Miami lose. Not as much as everybody was happy to see Dallas win, but that's the way it turned out. Nobody wanted to see Miami win, or will ever want to see Miami win with this player-colluded team together. All it did is ruin a franchise, ruin that was part of an NBA model that is experiencing tremendous financial difficulty. But these players don't care. They just want to get theirs. They don't, and none of the players or the fans or the owners care about the fans. And I'll just tell you about the letter in today's LA Times. And I shall leave the author nameless and anonymous. The NBA announced cancellation of its entire preseason schedule. I am a Laker fan, and I want to know if that also includes the 41-plus game stretch until mid-January, where it usually looks like the Lakers are just going through the motions, or is it the entire 82 games prior to the real season, the playoffs? All right, well, you know what? The way the Lakers have been playing lately, they do kind of make it seem like a bad investment to go to the regular season game. Now, other teams really played their hearts out during the regular season. Portland, Oklahoma, Memphis, Clippers to a degree, and other teams. But from the West, those teams really play their games. Is there a more tired story in sports than the greed-fueled NBA lockout? Moreover, with the NFL, college football, and the baseball playoffs in full swing, it would take a search party to find someone who cares. Unfortunately, that's true. It would take a search party to find someone who cares. The really bad thing, if the NBA season is canceled, is that Kobe Bryant gets another year older. You can insert Kobe Bryant with the other players I mentioned, but you can go around the league and you can put another 10 or 15 players in there. And then if you talk about players playing in Europe or anywhere else, another 2 to 5%, call it 5%, of the privileged 450 players that play in the NBA. That's 5 out of 100. So call it five out of every 100 on 400. That's 20 players that think they're going to get the money, but really they're going to end up out of the NBA because of age, injury, or someone better is going to come up. They're being stupid and they're not being advised correctly by their entourage, their financial managers, or their agents. Just very, very silly. It's a new breed of athlete that just doesn't care about the fan. The fan is the most important part of this game. Players will come and go. Owners will come and go. The good ones are to be revered. Let's see how the one in Los Angeles is going to do with Jim Buss at the helm of the Lakers. So, we have St. Louis and Milwaukee. What's a nickname for this type of best of seven? St. Louis. Beer, what is it, the Beer Fest? The Beer Bong? St. Louis known for beer? They're known for steer, not for beer. The Beer versus Steer Fest? Poor Arizona. And then St. Louis versus Philadelphia. Anyway, Arizona and Milwaukee. And Milwaukee wins. Okay, I can live with that. Well, I'm pulling for St. Louis. I like St. Louis. Unless there's a villain that comes out of Milwaukee, I like Pujols, and he's my type of player. And I'm glad that Philadelphia gets to watch this one from the sidelines. And then with Texas and Detroit, how can you not want Detroit to come out of purgatory and win? Baseball. And as we can see, there's going to be a little trial coming up between Major League Baseball and Bud Selig. And I think it's going to be really dicey. And it's going to go towards, there's going to be an appeal and extension. I still think that Major League Baseball and the Dodgers, Frank McCourt. And Frank McCourt is going to end up appealing this thing. And he's actually going to be on the winning side. He's going to end up keeping the team, getting the big Fox contract, and moving on. Very interesting. Anybody watching tennis? Golf? No, I didn't think so. Not a blip on the radar. Not a blip, not a crip on the radar. Yeah, basketball is shooting themselves in the foot. This is Mike Mays. And you're in the Sports Maze, helping fans navigate the storyline of sports. Have you had trouble pleasing your lady lately? Could it be a low testosterone level? Maybe you just prefer getting it in the tuchus from another guy. But still, low testosterone is something that really has been plaguing men in their 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s since the beginning of testosterone doctors. They're out profiting off of the ills of men. They're even trying to sell this stuff to women. So before you spend an absurd amount of money on a basic testosterone test, remember one thing. Variety is the spice of life, and if you've been banging the same woman for the longest amount of time, just think, that could be the reason why you're not responding to her. Take a trip to Mexico. Go to Thailand. Go to Cuba, the Philippines, Costa Rica. Without her, find a few ladies and see if you are aroused and are reacting to women. If you are, use that money that those witch doctor testosterone rip-off doctors are going to try to get from you and tell them, without going directly to them, to shove it. Because you have found your shining star.
Alabama, Birmingham,
give the points. Maryland at Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech, take the points. Florida State at Wake Forest. Florida State, give the points. Now we're at the 11:30 game. Moving to the 12:30 after that. Illinois at Indiana State. At Indiana. Indiana, give the points. Florida at Louisiana State. Florida, take the points. Air Force at Notre Dame. Air Force, take the points. Iowa at Penn State. Iowa, take the points. Miami at Virginia State, Virginia Tech. Miami, and the points. Pittsburgh at Rutgers. Pittsburgh, and the points. Get that? We're going to go for the afternoon and evening games just in a little bit. This is Mike Mays. You're in the Sports Maze, helping fans navigate the storylines of sports. If you didn't hear it, Al Davis, longtime Oakland Raiders owner, has passed away today at the age of 115. October 8th, 2011. You're listening to Mike Mays in the Sports Maze, blogtalkradio.com, where you can call in right now, toll free at 877-552-4061. That's 877-552-4061. Thank you for listening. We'll be right back. Thank you for listening to Sports Maze with Mike Maze, helping fans navigate the storylines of sports. Well, we'll talk to you next time all about the NFL, college sports, Major League Baseball. See if, in fact, a week from today, if Detroit and St. Louis will be in the World Series. If the NBA lockout will be over or if those fools will still be fools. Thanks for calling. Thanks for being here. This is Mike Maze saying have a happy day, a great day. Make the most of it. You've been listening to Mike Maze in the Zone with Sports Maze, helping fans navigate the storylines of sports. We'll be back at you next time.
No melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friends. I've got a song that ain't got no melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friends. We're gonna go round and circle. Really fly high like a bird up there.